In October 1957, after 2 years of relentless rock and roll evangelism, Little Richard suddenly renounced the music and refused to record any more sides for Specialty.
I don't know. His story is a good characterization of it. I don't know the real reason. I suspect the reason was other than what is typical of Richard, other than what he reveals. But he had found religion, he says, and at that time Sputnik, he was in Australia on a tour, and the Sputnik reached its lowest point, I think, in that area, and he saw that as a sign that was Armageddon, the world is coming to an end, and supposedly he took off all his jewelry and threw him into the water, and he got saved or converted, and he wouldn't record the devil's music anymore, and he wouldn't work for the devil anymore either. That was Little Richard, and we did everything trying to get him to come back, including withholding his royalties. We said, when you comply with your contract, we'll comply with yours. The money's here, it's yours. And we ended up having to sue him, and he countersued, and he went his merry way, and we bought out the balance of his contract. But it was very difficult because Richard could have blown his nose and we could have recorded it and sold it. You know, we had the demand. We put out records that I would never ordinarily would have put out.